Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Yesterday, we shared the story of Breckenridge County mom Tarina Horton's distracted driving traffic crash. Horton, who is featured in a Kentucky Farm Bureau distracted driving video, says her story really seems to get the attention of those who listen.
Well, I get a lot of really wide eyes, and sometimes I get teary eyes. I mean, I think especially being a parent and a mother, they know that the fear of leaving your small children or your children at all, doesn't matter if they're small or not, but it can happen to anyone.
Horton says there's another lesson to learn from her story.
It's not just distracted driving, it's wearing your seatbelt also. You know, sometimes we get wrapped up and we don't put our seatbelt on until we get down the road or just a little ways, because I always wore my seatbelt, but because I was distracted, I didn't do that either.
She says her experience has given her a different view of life.
Oh, a perspective that I would never have had before. And that's why, I mean, when life gets a little crazy, I had one of my friends saying, she said, you just stay so calm. And I said, well, you know, whatever is going on is not that big a deal. After you come so close to losing your life or your quality of life, it kind of puts everything into perspective.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk, when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Horton says the accident has really helped her see the value of what she does each and every day.
How life is so unpredictable that we don't know what's going to happen, and we need to prepare for that, whether that be with our insurance policies, our life insurance policies, our short-term disability, whatever, it kind of all ties in.
When she went to work as an agent, Horton says she realized it's much more than a career.
With the jobs I used to work, they would take me so far away from home. I would be gone to Texas, or I would be gone to Las Vegas, or just different places. Rhett kind of pushed me into not doing that anymore because of the perspective, you know, the time with my family. And I remember when I saw the ad in the paper for the job here, you know, I was like, well, you know, I'll be home. But when I got into the job, I saw how much I could help other people.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.